This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guys, this is maybe one of the most iconic moments in Texas Rangers history. And I wanted to share this moment. I don't know, maybe you don't agree with this, but it's one of those.
Of course I agree with it.
It's one of those moments where I think everybody remembers it and laughs about it just like the broadcast crew did on this fateful day. It is the Jose Canseco moment. Now, if you don't know.
Reggie's ready. He's like, it was awesome. Let's play it.
Today is the anniversary of 1993. It was 27 years ago that this all went down, and Jim Sundberg and Steve Busby were on the call.
High fly ball, right field deep. Canseco back to the track. Look it up. It is off his head, it looked like. And over the top. A home run. That looked like it hit Canseco over the top of the head. We'll have to check the replay. Oh, it did. It went over the fence. David Hall's laughing out there, so it must hit something funny. And Canseco goes back to the wall. He looks like he's checking the wall. He's checking the ball. Checking the wall and the ball, reaches up, hits him right in the head, and goes over the top.
It hit Canseco in the head and bounced over the wall for a homer. Look at this. Boink! And it's out of here.
No wonder David Hulse was laughing when he went over there. Jose, you've hit a lot of home runs, you did a lot of great things, but that shot will live forever. That is, you will be remembered for that forever.
Controversial audio you just played there, Corey.
What do you mean? How's that controversial?
Well, it's definitely not Busby and Sundberg.
Oh, it's not?
No.
That's what I got from the guy that sent it over.
Yeah, the email says it's not.
Oh,
those guys.
My bad. Sorry about that. Yeah, I can't read. I'm stupid.
On the text will let us know who it is.
Let's see, Corey, since we played that game of name the person who wasn't good at baseball. Who hit that home run? Do you remember?
Jackie Bradley Sr.
It was Carlos Martinez. See, I remember all this, like, because I was so mad at myself for not knowing.
Did you, like, go and research nonsense about
this? No, I just remember, like, all of it, because we both picked Carlos Baerga. And then it was Carlos, because I was like, crap, I think it was Carlos, but I can't remember which one. But I'll always remember now is Carlos Martinez.
So there you go. 27 years ago, they got to say boink on the call, and that was awesome. I love when announcers use onomatopoeia for opportunities like that, when
zip,
they're just like,
zap,
yeah,
zow,
and pow, and then that wasn't a doink, that was a donk. You know, like that's always good stuff by
broadcasters. Yeah, marking that.
I know Jeff Houston, he's a really great guy, and he was laughing, and I get it, but I just can't imagine being on the mound and you just gave up somewhat of, not a routine fly ball. I mean, you had to go back. About 5 feet before the wall to catch a ball. So it wasn't like an impossible play. It was going to be a nice play. Ha, ha, ha. There's some runs on the board. Take that, L, pitcher.
That's
ha, ha, ha. Like, that's it. That was always the thing. And like outfielders that were like, I get it, man. They play every day. And, you know, I know that game was in Cleveland in the Texas heat. And you'll see them a little bit tired and the ball's in the gap. And they kind of just like, I just got to go get this and like lob it in. And, you know, the dude ends up getting a triple on it. And, you know, as a pitcher, you can't really show your emotions. But most of us pitchers inside of our head are like, run after the damn ball and throw it in fast. I get it. I sucked on that pitch. But I don't need a runner on third with less than two outs. If you hold them to a double here, I have a better chance of getting out of this situation without a run scored.
So that's really interesting, Mike, because as, like, you often see and sometimes you hear guys, like, they kind of laugh things off. They get a little looser with the game sometimes. Elvis will make, you know, maybe he doesn't make a play. And you see him still smiling and kind of joking around with the other guys. Does that frustrate you when you're on the mound, when your teammates are kind of trying to keep it loose and forget about it, move on?
It just matters who that person is and, like, how many errors are they making.
Okay. Like, so if it's error guy, you're just like, nah, he needs to be off the team.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I was curious your take on that because they're like, David Holtz is laughing.
No, Holtz was a good defensive player. But it's like, you hear that audio. And I get it, like, from David Holtz's perspective. Like, that is hilarious.
Unless you've never seen anything like
it. There's one person that doesn't think that's hilarious at all. And that's the person who gave up a fly ball out that is now a home run. Who's like, oh, thanks. That was really awesome. I hope it was a grand slam. Would that make it any funnier? Is that four runs were given up now instead of one?
You also have to admit, like, this is crazy to hear this from Mike's perspective on this, because
Corey,
like, how often do you get a chance to see a ball bounce off of a guy's head? So many plays happen in baseball.
I know.
And that very infrequently happens, and so you kind of have to step back and go, that is pretty hilarious.
But, which only greater magnifies the anger, I imagine, from the pitcher, because
yes!
It's like, how did you manage to fail that way?
Because I'm envisioning the bases are loaded and there's two outs, and that's why Bassick is losing it, because he just got out of that situation and instead it's a grand slam.
Yeah, but you're only losing it inside your own brain that you have to try to control to then throw a quality pitch to get out of the inning. Because I'm telling you, and it's not just me, if you're like, oh, Bassick's crazy. No, I'm telling you, if you talk to most pitchers and be like, hey, if you were on the mound, how funny would you have thought the Jose Canseco thing was? They're like, it wasn't funny. It cost me runs, ERA, money,
contract.
Down, like a loss on my board. Like, hey, it's not funny. Just like when if guys come back after hitting a homer and a dude robs it, what if all the pitchers were laughing? Ah, suck on that, buddy. No home run, no RBIs. They would want to punch you in the face, but, you know, position players.
Wow.
I do wonder too, like, was and have we ever heard, is Jose Canseco, was he embarrassed by that moment? Because that is more
yes,
than
he
anything
said it
else
didn't hit him in the head. He told he's like, it didn't hit me in the head.
So he lied.
And then they said, here's the replay, and then he had to admit it hit him in the head.
I still, like, to this day, like, as much as he did, and I know he did steroids and he hit all those home runs and everything, but, like, that's the thing that sticks out here when you think of Jose Canseco. That and the fact that he goes Bigfoot hunting. Other than
you don't remember how his career ended here?
Line it up for me, Mike.
He blew out his arm.
Yeah,
pitching,
he's like, please
right?
Let me pitch.
Yeah.
And then he blew out his arm, and that ended pretty much his career here in Texas.
But no, that even still, that to me is stands out more about his career here in Texas than anything else. Because a ball bounced off his head for a home run. So, Mike, if you really could, would you walk straight out there and punch him in the face and say never laugh about something like that again, or would you just wait?
That's
till
what
you get to the
unfortunately
dugout?
I did, like, in third, fourth, fifth, and sixth grade to my teammates.
Wait, how many grades was that?
A whole bunch of them.
Oh my God!
I was not a fun person to play with. I was awesome and the best player, but
and humble too.
I was not fun to play with if you made an error. So, like, there was unfortunately plenty of times that my buddies would say, I don't know how much of a friend I am of yours, Mike, at that age, but would say, yeah, that isn't fun when I miss a ground ball at shortstop and then my fourth grade pitcher on the mound would yell at me and then yell at the coach to get him off the field.
That's
because they're fourth graders playing baseball.
Like, I was in fourth grade too. Figure out how to catch a ball and throw it to first.
He wanted to win a championship, dude. Man.
You know what I like the most about that story? Is you could tell he's still ready to battle about that point when he goes, I was in fourth grade too, you jerk.
You know what? And that's the kind of competitive nature I like, Mike, right there. I'm wondering if this is competitive nature or if this is just a guy that likes to cheat. Daniel Abt. ABT, so I don't know exactly how to say that, has been suspended from the Audi Formula E team after he cheated in a charity esports event over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Audis freak me out.
Did you say he cheated in a charity event?
He's talking about
event?
The belly button. For
oh,
one. And
oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes, Kevin, I did say he cheated at a charity event.
What?
He was disqualified from the online race in order to pay $10,000. I'm going to assume that's pounds, to charity after it emerged that he organized for, and you spell organized with an S or a Z?
It's Z.
That's
the British. This is a British story.
He paid for a professional gamer to race under his name in the official esports race.
And there's video for it for charity.
There's video of him sitting in like the car or whatever, the e-car, and he's sitting there in his ride and everything, and he's acting like he's racing, but the entire time somebody else was hooked up to his gaming system or using his account, and they were playing, competing in this tournament. Now he is an e-racer. So he is legitimately already a racer that's been asked to do this. And he said, I'm going to go get a professional gamer. He said, I did not take it as seriously as I should have. And he hired Lorenz Horzing, and he was disqualified from all future rounds of the separate challenge grid competition. I guess rival drivers were, like, upset, and they were suspicious, and they went out and found out that he was doing that. They called him in, and he just said, you know what, I did this. When he admitted to it as soon as he was called on it.
When he said he didn't take it serious as he should have, does that mean that he should have, like, tried to make it look more like he was actually driving or paid more for a better cheat?
I think that he is saying that he didn't take it as serious as he should have, as in, like, he didn't think that doing something like this would be that big of a deal. I think that's what he thought, because he didn't realize what would happen to him, because I think the Audi Formula E team is run by Audi, and there's a lot of money invested in there. And so they said integrity, transparency, and consistent compliance with all applicable rules are our top priorities at Audi, and even if it is a charity match. So they disqualified him, and they said he can't compete for them for a while now.
In all events or just in charitable events? I'm assuming in all events. But.
He's been suspended from his role due to his team's
weird.
Actions.
How odd would that be if it's like, sorry, dude, you can't do charity anymore.
But
we're banning you from charity.
I mean, it's odd enough that he cheated in the charity thing.
And paid for the cheating in charity.
I guess that is true.
I think he's an actual racer, and they were, you know, during this time, they just said, hey, we're going to send all you guys PlayStations, and y'all hook up, and, you know, here's your fake steering wheel. And what?
Yeah.
Your steering wheel, and you can, you know, we're going to have tournaments, even, but they're going
to
look a little bit different.
I need to follow NASCAR closer if that's what's happening right now in the sport.
This kind of, but they're actually racing in cars, so I don't know. I just thought that was kind of wild that a dude got disqualified. You would never do something like that, right, Kevin? You want the integrity of your real victory.
Yeah.
Whoa. Hold on.
It's in a charitable event, sure. If it's somebody who, like, talked an insane amount of S that I despise, I'm not going to say 100% there's no chance I would ever consider all the tools at my disposal for a victory. In a charity event, I cannot imagine, like, being like, I got to win this charity event.
How does this come up, too? Do you meet a guy and you're just like, hey, we should do this? Or do you, like how does this, how, no. does somebody send you a message and say, hey, you should let so-and-so
all
play,
right.
So.
Okay, I can't answer that from the charity thing.
Is there an online site for this stuff?
I'll tell you a situation I was in recently where
if you can put those sentences in a certain chronological order, we have something very special.
We do. Right? We really do. I'm going to tell you a situation I was in recently where I really wish there was something at my disposal to cheat. Is me and Jess were hanging out with a couple of her friends who are lovely people, and man, I really hope they don't hear this, but we were playing Spades. And I hadn't played Spades since I was in high school, but I remember it being a fun game.
Whew.
And we lost the first game, even though we were ahead like 7 of the 10 rounds, we lost on the last hand. And then they continued to lecture us for about 3 minutes about strategy and Spades and why they're so good as a team. And I was like, we were beating you the majority of the match, and neither one of us have played in 20 years. What the hell are you talking about? If there was something at my disposal, Corey, to cheat in that ensuing game, just so they would shut up about the theories about how to win at Spades, I might have.
I will always remember playing spades in AAA. This is my one time I can remember playing spades, which I was decent at, just not a veteran at it. And I misplayed one hand, and Mark Witten was my teammate.
Was he furious?
Oh, and he said,
oh yeah, people take spades so seriously.
Get the F off this table and learn how to play this effing game. And he was not joking. That ended it. He's like, go, leave. And that was it. I was off of that table.
I'm pretty sure
I need to get better at this game if I'm going to play with a veteran.
Pretty sure that's the right way to handle that. Like, that's the only way I've ever seen people deal with spades, even with new beginners, all that. It's like, yeah. Expletives immediately.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.